1938. Little known and fictive composer, music critic Pugsley DeVock traveled to Moldinka, a cold and repressive monarchy which later became Uglavaria. Pugsley was a fan and has spoken often critically and with great praise of the composer there named Friedrich Freifelheigl. Friedrich had a black and orange castle up in the Ganesh Hills, and he put on a little micro symphony in DeVock's honor. Friedrich was the inventor of the popular Uglavarian drink Vrosh, by the way. Friedrich had arranged for 7 cellos, 2 violins, and a mouth harp player to play a 17-minute concerto that he had written named Opus for the Sec 6-1. Grinding, nerve-binding, hypnotic, cascading, imploding melodies and turgent rhythms filled DeVock's ears. Followed that by a fantastic 20 female vocalist choir singing in a circle around him, a surround sound voice poem with deep, disturbing, resonant tones and no solid melody, but a throbbing beat of voices that impressed the living testicle hairs out of him. Now it was Pugsley DeVock's round. Being an American visitor of some questionable resources, he didn't bring no pocket orchestra with him and only had himself and the piano that was there. A very nice piano, by the way, carved out of solid vegetable matter. DeVock sat down, cracked his knuckles, cracked his neck, vertebrae of resonant poppings, and then plunked out a 14-minute version of his tedious renditions for Tin Foil Heart, which was so boring that it literally does not exist anymore because the last copy was used to catch cockatoo shit in a birdcage. Friedrich, upon hearing this song, promptly kicked DeVock out of his home with a boot upside his ass.